I'm not quite sure why you decide not to do it. You're too lazy to do it, it's too hard, you're afraid if you look for your passion and don't find it, you'll feel like you're an idiot. So then you make excuses about why you're not going to look for your passion. And they are excuses, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go through a whole long list. Your creativity and thinking of excuses not to do what you really need to do if you want to have a great career. So for example, one of your great excuses is, well, great careers are really and truly, for most people, just a matter of luck. So I'm going to stand around, I'm going to try to be lucky, and if I'm lucky, I'll have a great career. If not, I'll have a good career. But a good career is an impossibility, so that's not going to work. Then your other excuse is, yes, there are special people who pursue their passions, but they are geniuses. They are Stephen Jay. I'm not a genius. When I was 5, I thought I was a genius, but my professors have beaten that idea out of my head long since. And now I know I am completely competent. Now you see, if this was 1950, being completely competent, that would have given you a great career. But guess what? This is almost 2012, and saying to the world, I am totally, completely competent, is damning yourself with the faintest of praise.